That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Y'all ready for more show? Simeon. I'm doing Simeon Goodson, yo. Looking like you suck on crackers with no water. Y'all ready for more show?
We're imitating a comic named Simeon Goodson. Funny ass dude. He'll come on here one day.
Oh my God.
And when I imitated his ass, that motherfucker sat down and did exactly, and Michael Che ran off, was like, oh, hell no.
Yo, when am I going to get on the podcast?
Somebody called me gay. Start a problem.
I want to be part of the community.
Yo, we talking shit. Yo, we got Vishnu Vakka in the building.
Oh, gosh.
Thanks, man.
I said, Vishnu, you got to come back. You got to come down because I took a picture with your boy. I took a photo with your mans, you know, that you love to death.
I don't love him to death, bro.
You love, man, you were like.
Well, I defended him, bro. Because. He stayed true to who he is instead of changing.
Yeah,
that's
a fucking racist.
Yeah,
that's
dick.
The only extent of
a
that.
Fucking racist.
Hey, he's the one who got a photo with him, not me.
Okay, now what do you think about that photo? What do you think about that photo? Don't try to back up now.
That was good. That's good, bro.
Why is that a good picture?
Because you're in it.
Sammy got me. Shit.
Stepped you, man.
You're ready for more show?
What do you like about Vivek? What do you like about the guy?
He likes that he's an Indian nationalist.
Let him say
not,
it.
Not a
Go
nationalist.
Ahead.
Like it's
Go
just
ahead.
Okay, people that come here, they change who they are. Like they change their religion, they change their names, like they try to be like white people. But here is a guy, he's still trying to be like white people, but at least he's like, I'm not gonna change who I am. I'm gonna be like, you know, you have to accept me as who I am. And white people are going around in circles trying to accept him, even though they don't want to. Like, he's putting them in a position where they're like, we got to accept
him. Yeah, but he's doing it at the behest of white supremacy and racism.
I mean, I think that's a little bit too much to put it on him.
How would, why? Why is that?
Because if you look at, like, Nikki Haley, like, she literally did not want to bring up racism as a factor of civil war. She did not even want to bring it up.
Right.
Whereas he had no problem talking about it. And he will go and he will defend it and he's willing to amend himself.
Yeah, until it came to black people, though.
Did you see the thing he said? Hey, Mike. I think Mike's leaving, no?
Oh.
Mike, the Donald... Lemon against Vivek Swamy.
Yeah, let's see that one, but I didn't see that one.
Vivek Slimy. Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy. Soupy.
And I want to do his podcast. I want to do it.
You should, yeah.
I want to do it and push back on him, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to go with fucking stats and all this shit. This is what these motherfuckers do. I'm not going to be like, 1968, this country.
But you got logic, though, bro. That's one thing we have. Like, you know, as comedians, we go with logic. We don't, I mean, the facts will come
right
when you put logic together.
Well, I don't know. Watch. Now, watch this.
Video here, it says Don Lemon argues with Vivek over the Civil War. Is that it?
Second Amendment. So. Yeah. Second Amendment.
Here we go. Here we go. Watch this.
For Black Americans and all Americans. And I think that's something that we need to wake up to.
In 1865, you were talking about the Black Codes, right?
That's right.
Passed, enacted to make it a crime for a Black person to carry a gun
exactly.
in the South. But you're equating that to the current president? You're referring to economic chains? What are you saying?
Well, I was referring to Joe Biden's, I think, ill-chosen expression to say they're the party that wants to put you back into chains. What I'm actually saying is that if you look at the policies of the modern Democratic Party,
Democrats.
Absolutely. So what I'm saying is that actually it's policies like that of Lyndon Johnson and Joe Biden that are actually holding Black Americans back.
Lyndon Johnson's the war on poverty?
Yes. And in particular, his Great Society, where he actually created incentives in the family, where if you're a family, you could actually get more money by not having the father in the home.
What?
Guess what you get? You get what
that's
you pay.
That's not true.
I think it's been really bad for the Black community. I think it's really bad for all Americans.
What? Do you have anything on this before I move on to China?
I don't see what one has to do with the other, but go on. I took up a lot of time with Fox.
Oh, it's fine. Blood. We have time.
I don't really see what one has to do with the other, especially considering using the Civil War to talk about Black Americans. That war was not fought for Black people to have guns. That's not...
That war was fought for Black people to have freedoms in this country. Yeah. Actually, that's why the Civil War was fought.
Okay.
No,
that wasn't fought for Black people to have guns, I think.
Actually, you don't know, funny fact is Black people did not get to enjoy the other freedoms until their Second Amendment rights were secured. And I think
they
that's
never
one of
did.
The
no,
lessons
it never
that
did.
People aren't allowed to enjoy the freedoms.
I disagree
well
with you on that, Don. I disagree with you. I think you're doing a disservice to our country.
Okay.
By failing to recognize
when
the fact that we have equality
before
the law.
When you are in black skin and you live in this country, then you can disagree with me. But we're not. You mentioned in there that
I
we
disagree.
Have three different shades
Don,
of
I think we have to be able
here.
To talk about these issues in the open regardless of the color of our skin. Black Americans today, to say that, compare that to 1865 and 1964,
I think you to compare it to
1865
and 1964
have equal rights
is
in this country.
Actually, I think it's insulting to Black people. It's insulting to me as an African American. I don't want to sit here and argue with you because it's infuriating for you to put that to put those things together. It's not right. Your telling of history is wrong.
What part of the history was wrong?
What part of the history was wrong? That the Civil War was fought. You're making people think that the Civil War was fought for Black people, only for Black people to get guns.
Hell.
Black people to
the
have,
Civil War was fought
rights.
For Black people in this country to get freedoms, a noble mission. And I think that even after we succeeded, we had to actually secure those freedoms.
To reduce it in a speech at the NRA to say you're making people think, or you're trying to say that Black people. To get guns, that was the reason that you're there at the NRA. That was the reason for the Civil War.
It is a
fact.
That's
reductive.
It's not
reductive,
Don.
I think it's insulting. There are a whole plethora of reasons that for the Civil War.
With due respect, I find your explanation reductive and actually insulting, including to Black Americans, to say that Black people today, compared to 1964, 1865, haven't made progress in part because of the freedoms we secured. And the Second Amendment was part of what secured
that freedom. Hang on, please. I cannot keep a thought, you guys.
Yeah. Now, see that? Now, you see that there, Vishnu.
Yeah, bro. They both are going right over my head because they're literally arguing semantics.
Don was making sense.
Like, basically, Don is saying, like, you know, this guy is literally repeating Republican points. He's like, Civil War is fought for, Black people. Black people were able to, the NRA talking points, which are like Black people were actually able to get their freedoms once the 13th Amendment, I think that's the one that gave the gun rights.
13th Amendment is equal protection under the law.
Yeah. So where like Black people were also able to.
Let me make sure.
That, is that the one? Like, you know, basically.
Let's make sure the amendments are right.
13th Amendment.
13th Amendment. I know the fifth. I know the Fifth Amendment.
What's the 13th Amendment?
Yeah.
No, what were you saying?
No, basically, I think what I got is like, one, he's saying like, basically the NRA talking points is Black people are able to enjoy their rights once they're able to get guns.
Mm-hmm.
And they're able to get guns in 13th Amendment or 14th. So they're saying basically.
Guns is the Second Amendment.
Yeah, guns is the second.
Guns is the second, but the
what's 14th, the 13th Amendment?
The 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution provides that neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction.
It's equal protection under the law.
End of the, you know, I guess the slavery. The Civil War extended constitutional rights.
To black people,
it was to keep slavery under the law.
So yeah,
they were fighting for slavery to keep it around.
The 13th was, I think, 13th or 14th is when that was that made slavery.
They were fighting for black folks' rights. They wanted slavery still.
No, the 14th Amendment.
Still wanted to have it if they could have it.
It's happening now. Yeah, prison system.
Yeah, they still want to have it, but. I think he was trying to say is literally the NRA talking point is when people got Second Amendment rights, this country became free. And he's
saying— Yeah, but that's not true.
He's saying until 14th Amendment came through, black people are not able to enjoy their Second Amendment rights. So he's saying, like, because of the Civil War, the 14th Amendment or 13th Amendment came through, so that black people are able to enjoy.
No, what he's saying is the right to bear arms is what got black people their rights.
No, one of the videos we watched here last time, that's what he said. After the 13th or 14th Amendment is what enabled black people to enjoy the rights of the Second Amendment. And that's when black people started become free.
No, what he's saying is
that's what he said.
He said the Second Amendment is what got the 13th and 14th Amendment.
I heard
as if
he wasn't clearly saying that.
Yes, he absolutely said that.
He's playing the NRA talking points, but then when he's
this is
how he's playing. That's why it's so confusing to listen to him, because one way
it's intentional.
But Don Lemon is not doing any justice too, because the way he's arguing, he's like whining. He's not literally arguing. Like, I'm like, dude, put
You're
up
right.
an argument. Like,
You're right.
Don't fucking whine like that.
You're right.
Right.
That was annoying to watch him there. Like, so I'm like, what is there to, like, literally, like, this guy, like, give him like, something good.
Tell
him in
state national the
TV.
History. Don't say, I'm so offended.
Lemon
should have hit him, but Lemon didn't have the breath of that knowledge in his brain to spit out.
But he got fired after that.
Someone confronts him with the knowledge on stage, puts him on point blank, like, answer this, and then make him answer. He's going to wind through like that. He's like, he's going to, like, make his way through. That's how he's been surviving.
Yeah, but my point is, it's great that he keeps his Indian culture, but I'm saying it's all at the behest of black people. Points and what he wants is always he took an affirmative action scholarship while he was making $850,000.
$850,000 a year.
He took an affirmative, like, you know. Yeah. He wants to remove that altogether. He came in as an immigrant. His mother got him citizenship. And now he wants to take away citizenship from the citizens and make them pass a test.
Yeah, that's
to
crazy.
Get their
that's
citizenship.
Like Clarence Thomas
but
bullshit.
But I think he was talking about illegal immigration.
No, he was not. He was saying in order to get he would like to have it so that in order for you to be a citizen, you have to take a test.
Bro, most of the red America.
You have to pass a test.
You make it harder.
Yeah, Republican Party would be out of citizens.
Basically. It's making it harder for people to get in when it was a little easier for you, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Even though people got to wait for their citizenship. Like, but why the fuck would you do it? It's like, it reminds me of the school board, you know, how they're cutting a lot of programs. And these same people had the music programs. They had the sports programs. They had the arts and crafts. We all know them. We all know it. And then now you sitting on the fucking board and you want to cut those privileges from
bro,
these
that's
kids.
That's exactly why.
That
you
is
should,
fuck shit.
You should have him on
that's
your
what
podcast.
That's what
Ravaswamy
did.
Have him
he
on your podcast.
Climbed up the ladder and then he kicked the ladder
he kicked
out.
He ladder
pulled
out,
it up with
is,
him.
Bro, and I think he was trying to get approval of white male Republicans.
Yeah.
He's trying to get approval. So he just says crazy ass shit. And then that one white dude was like, I just can't see a Muslim running this motherfucking country. Get your brown ass out of here. He's like, I just can't say it, Gandhi. Get the fuck.
The same people that you were pandering to.
Yeah.
But every, you know what's fucked up is when I see a brown person, whether it be black, whether it be Indian or Latino, and they say all this crazy shit, because there's Latinos that say crazy Republican bullshit too.
And
they go,
especially.
The Cubans, especially, they go against like black, and it's always like this peripheral side jab to black people and maybe people not that don't have as much money as them. And then some white hero, this is my white hero. The white hero is the one that calls them a name and puts them back in their place. I'm happy. I mean, it's real fucked up, but it's like a reverse, like, oh, thank you, white man. That's the only white savior I want to see is when a sellout is going against their people and it goes, hey, nigger, I'm done with this shit. I'm like, yeah, woo! It's fucked up that it's another white savior.
Yeah.
Because, like, when Candace Owens got fired, I said, fuck yeah. Whoever fired her is my fucking hero. And she got fired in February. That is Black History Month. That is Black History. I want that white person to get their own page in Black History by getting rid of a fucking sellout.
Bro, we got ruled for 200 years by people like that. Like that.
Like people like who?
People that sold out to British people and enabled them to rule us.
You mean people like Vivek?
Everybody that's playing the game like that. But this is the word I'm confused about. Like, because when you go and speak the truth, you get canceled. You can't go any further in your career. And then I watch these people go behind their backs and try to mimic them to get into power. And my hope is, like, at least if you sell out to get in power, but once you get in power, at least do something good. Like, you know,
that's not have some accountability. Because you're still held to a higher.
Yeah.
You're held to a higher standard.
Yep.
So you just can't be, if you're going to hang out with the racists, you just can't be a regular racist. You got to be a super racist.
Yeah.
Because you got to constantly prove yourself because they don't accept you in the first place.
Or
so
you're
the worst.
And confusing them with your rhetoric. Like, that's what I've noticed.
Like your what? Like your rhetoric?
Like I've seen a lot of like black people and the people that we look at as sellouts. But I see them in the debates and I see them talk, and the way they would navigate these things is literally, sometimes it's so funny because the guy on the other end is thinking he's supporting him, but they're actually saying what is counter to the white guy's narrative. But the way they put in words,
I don't know what you mean.
It's yeah. Do that again. What?
So
show the school. Show the school. Jesus Christ. Show the school. This is where you learned his philosophy from. Show the fucking school real quick. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Show that school, man. Oh, wait, hold up.
Yo, college, bro.
Hold on.
Yo, bro, university.
Hold on. We got that school up. Yeah, Vishnu Vaka in that school. He coming up with this bullshit. I don't know what the hell he talking about, but I don't know why he talking, but that's your damn school, because we could tell that shit ain't even finished. You understand? That shit fake my man unit.
That's just the base of it.
Yes. Let's take a quick break to talk about one of our favorite sponsors here at the In God Free We Trust podcast, YoKratom.com. YoKratom is a longtime supporter of the Gas Digital Network for years now and are returning as the marquee sponsors for the Skankfest Comedy Festival. And there's a good reason why they're so popular. Now, if you're already part of the Kratom crowd, you know it can be a bit of a challenge to find a reliable, affordable source. That's where Yo Kratom comes in. These folks offer a kilo of Kratom for just $60. Yeah, you heard that right. A whole kilo for $60. That's kind of unheard of. And if you're buying Kratom, I'm telling you, you won't find it at a better price anywhere. They've got all the flavors of Kratom you could be interested in. Whether you're looking to explore something new or stick with your favorite strain, they've got you covered. Just know that they're committed to providing a wide selection for whatever your preferences may be. When a company sticks by us, supports what we do, and offers our listener an incredible deal like this, we think they deserve a shout out. Whether you're a seasoned Kratom enthusiast or just Kratom curious, head over to YoKratom.com and check out what they've got. Remember, a kilo for just $60. It's a deal that's hard to beat. Let's get back to the show. Yes. So can you please explain yourself one more time?
So, Jesus. I watch these like debates and arguments, and I see like a lot of times I'm watching these people that are like, I'm like, okay, this guy is a fucking sellout. Like, how are you going to be a Republican? You know, like even taking Ramaswamy, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then I'm watching him sitting in front of like all these white conservative Christians, and then he's some of the things he would say, like it sounds like he's agreeing with him, but he's countering them, but they're not getting it. And for me, that's so funny, because by nature, you cannot sit there and be yourself and completely acceptable to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to confuse them to make you accept them. So I see him do that a lot. That's what
you play stupid.
Behest of Black people.
Right. True, like, true. And how long are you going to let that go until black people are like, fuck you.
Fake it to make
it. You sold out too long. Because it's not like you were like, hey, guys, how are you going to get the message out that, hey, I'm just doing this until I...
You can't.
So you automatically are like, oh, we're good on you. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You ain't apologizing for shit. It's not like you make it up and going, yo, you know what I mean? You're stuck.
So Vivek, that is my hope in a way. Like, okay, he's not selling out in a way like where he's like, I'm going to just like, you know, get rid of my principles and I'm going to be like Nikki Haley. But instead, I'm going to still play your game.
Yeah.
But I'm like, maybe he has some conscience. He sounds like a smart guy.
No, why would he even do that?
I don't know. I'm a very hopeful guy.
Yeah, you're hopeful for this guy because it's
so fucked up.
Because it's at the behest of Black people. That's what it is. It's at the behest of Black people. You could always get in. You could use Black bodies as a ticket to get in.
Everybody does too. Yeah. That's what's funny. Everybody uses the Black ticket. So I heard that most Indian people, a lot of them don't like Vivek, or is it true? Do they go, he's a fucking moron?
Most Indian people are liberals. That's the thing. Like,
are they?
Yeah. Most of the, at least.
But the racism that is pervasive in your culture, especially amongst us, how are they liberal? That's what I want to know.
Well, that's what I get confused, because like, that's why.
You're stuttering.
Like, the people saying racist are like, you see them in the models, in the stores, but that's not just the Indians, right? Like, we have a lot of, like, for example, my entire state is in IT. So I don't know how racist they are, because like, it's not something that is, a lot of racism that you see in America is literally picked up in America. Once they come here, they get these narratives of Black people.
That's not true, because they were beating the shit out of Africans in India.
Yes.
Not always, though. There are a few instances that happened, but that's not...
Not always?
Bro, the fucking...
Just every once a week, no big deal.
India is literally the highest number of students that come from Africa to study in India. Like, India has the highest foreign students.
Because Indians live all up in Tanzania, live all in Zambia, live all up in Africa, and are accepted by Africans. Yeah. Why the fuck not? Can't we come to your
That's
shit?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
They're up there taking all the resources and shit.
If it is racist, they won't come. That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of the narratives that you hear are, like, literally picked up here. Like, picked up about, Black people
it's
in America.
It's from Europeans.
Because when you come here, the narratives are like, okay, don't go
it's
to
It's already been
cities.
Programmed into Indians through the British rule.
Yes.
Over the British rule.
Yes.
The whole white supremacist rule.
People,
and this culture has changed according to that.
Yeah.
But those are your assumptions, though. That's what we have
to do. Those are not assumptions.
Too,
that's not assumptions.
How is that an assumption?
For a typical Indian living in India, like I grew up in India. I was not exposed to black people, but we always had a good regard with African people and people from like West Indies, because even when we were like watching cricket, like my neighbors, my kids, my friends, everybody
Vishnu,
would be supporting them. Because
listen, watch. I'm not talking about watching sports.
But it's an entirely different argument.
I'm not talking.
No, it's not.
You're talking about.
Caste is not.
But you're talking about watching sports. First of all, white Americans watch black athletes and still shit on them.
KKK
got fantasy football teams, the Klan.
Yeah.
And every lot of racist white men talk about black athletes all fucking day, and they still are racist. So.
I'm talking about watching West Indies play with Australia or England and support West Indies.
If you
support West Indies, that's a sport, bro. It's different when you are when you're hold on, real quick. When you're a sportsman, you're literally carrying the pride of the country for, like, you know, it's championships. They can block that out, and it's about the championship. But then when that's not there, let's say you're just a doctor or a lawyer or a construction worker, then the hatred comes back. They don't.
Well, all you gotta do is they throw bananas at soccer players.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Listen. Yeah. Here is the thing. Let me rephrase it.
Okay.
There is two different things you're talking about. One is people that live in America that are Indian people, how they behave with black people in America. That is not carried over from India. Okay. The racism.
So as soon as they step off the plane, then all of a sudden they're racist?
Because they want to be like white people. They want to be, they want to grow into, because
okay,
that is why you see that not just with Indians, every immigrant that group that comes here.
Yeah, because we have a...
We know that. We're talking about
that's because this is a caste system as well.
But
because
the caste system
that exists is the heritage that attaches us to our caste, is that we're descendants of slaves. And that is makes us the Dalit in this country.
That's the thing. Like the caste system itself is not actually how it is taught to Western people. Like that's not what is really there. That's what I mentioned last time too. The caste system is where people, it is defined based on what they do. So that the Dalits, the untouchables, they all came, all these things came in during British rule. And these are literally people dividing among themselves into subgroups to survive the
oppression. That's not true. That's not how caste happened. Who fought? Nobody picks Dalit as a caste. The power structure creates those groups. It comes from the white supremacist power structure.
Culture to me now, bro?
I don't care what you say. You can't. Nobody picks to be a Dalit.
So there's no choice.
What happens is that
system did not start from Europeans?
It started from, because of Europeans. That's what I'm trying
of
to
course,
say.
Yeah.
It wasn't like there before, like, you know, the what they had before was a
Why
definition.
Does that matter?
Because it matters because...
Before the Europeans, there was no system.
Though, the caste is not based on skin color. If you're rich and you're dark, you're fine.
The caste is based on heritage.
Like, for example,
it's on heritage.
No, it has nothing.
So it's all status, money, economics.
Money, literally, right now.
And then when Europeans came, it became skin.
For example, in my state, the two powerful castes right now, they both are what you call Sudras, because they both are farmer castes, the Reddys. They both, you look at them, they're dark as fuck.
Yeah.
But they walk around, they got money, they got Reddys, Kamas. They both are dark, they got the money, they got the power, they are the ones in the rule. They walk around like they own the fucking world.
Okay.
You can't fuck with them in Andhra.
That's like Oprah. That's like Steve Jobs.
Power, money.
What I'm saying is there's still a ranch in South
where the dude got guns and dudes that you can't fuck with that dude. It's not like opera. It's like that you fuck with him, he will get you killed.
You're talking about some gangster shit? Well, that's not
no, weird. The caste, power becomes made them that way, bro. And these castes are, again, this caste that I talk about, Reddy and Kamma, they're literally just in my state. You don't find them in my neighboring state. They're a different caste there that run the place. But if you look at it,
you're not talking about the caste system. You're talking about subgroups of people that have come into power, which is not the caste. The caste is an overall
caste system. Was gone during the British time.
When did the caste system start?
It evolved through the time. It evolved the caste system. Was this pre-colonial rule? The word caste itself is a Portuguese word. It's not even our word.
Okay, but I don't care what the origin is. Let me explain this to you. Yeah.
So originally, what in Hinduism they had is called Varna. So Varna is defined by what you do.
Okay.
So if you are someone who seeks land, you are a Kshatriya. Because Kshetra means land, you seek land, you are a Kshatriya. If someone who seeks knowledge is a Brahmin. Brahmin means like knowledge, Jnan, and you want to acquire it, you are a Brahmin.
Okay.
And then you have Vartakar, like, you know, these are like the people that do business. They're very transactional.
Mm-hmm.
They're one caste. And then rest are all, everybody, it doesn't matter what else you do, you are a Sudra.
Okay.
But once British came, what they did is they took the land. Before kings used to own it, they would give it to Brahmins, they would give it to like whoever they liked, and they would be ruling. And Brahmins were powerful, but the division wasn't as defined as it is now. Okay, they were like, you know, because you could, if you learn Vedas, you could be a Brahmin. You go out and you can give up your caste.
So Indians, you become a started sannyasi. The caste system then.
Did
the Indians start the caste system?
It's not something. Yeah, they did started, but how it started is it didn't come from like, oh, we are going to put everybody in this group. Like, you know, because you're black, you belong here. That's not how it happened.
That's not what we're saying.
Okay, so what happened
let me say the definition of a caste is one of the hereditary social classes in Hinduism that restrict the occupation of their members and their association with the members of other castes.
Okay, you're reading Wikipedia or whatever, but let me explain to you.
No, it's the definition of it.
So let me explain to you. Like,
Do you reject that definition?
No, but I got. Let me give you the actual context.
Do you reject that?
I reject the way they put it there.
Because he wants to go to BC on that.
Evolution of what happened is basically. Like when you look at
how it happened. Was it ultimately caste system ultimately
is
created?
Based
let
on
me
skin
finish
color?
The question.
Is caste based
I didn't
on
say
skin
that.
Color?
I said it's based on hereditary.
Hereditary in the sense like you are
who
born
your
into,
father is.
So you are born
and who your father's father is.
Well, originally is you are not. It is not hereditary. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do.
I'm telling you what caste means.
But I just told
if
you.
If you're telling, if you're
the,
saying
the original definition of it is, it's not like you are who what you do. Let me finish, bro.
You didn't answer my question. I'm asking you. You said you don't like the definition. I'm telling you what the definition.
If you let me talk.
But I'm telling you what the definition is. Now, this is a caste definition of a caste.
It's a thing that evolved over centuries and you just put up a Wikipedia point and you're like, are you going to accept this or not? That's fucked up.
Why is that fucked up?
I'm confused.
Okay, so the way...
I just got confused like a motherfucker.
Originally written is, you are what you do. Okay, you can be.
You are what you do.
Yeah, but what happened is, what would you do? Usually, you end up doing what your dad does because he's your closest teacher. So people grouped up and they were like, "We don't want any outsiders coming and doing our work. So we are going to be this caste. Nobody can fuck with us." It worked fine until British came because everybody wanted to do their thing. They didn't want outsiders to come in. And if someone goes out, they had to be exceptionally talented to go out of the caste and do something else.
Okay.
But it was accepted, it was done. But it wasn't very common because it was just easier to get into your own caste because the structure was there for you. But when British came and they were dividing people,
okay,
using caste as a tool, now these original four Varnas started breaking down into multiple subsections where certain people, instead of they were being pushed out, like, you can only do that. We are not going to let you come out of that. Okay, you're carrying British people's bathroom buckets to out edge of the town. I'm not going to touch you. You're untouchable.
Okay.
So that shit came from there. So to say, like, we are being taught to be racist toward people of certain way is bullshit.
Wait. So that's bullshit.
None of that is relevant to the point.
But the Europeans changing... the caste system, the system.
Wait.
Yeah. When they came, that is what, when that's the deal, those are the Indians we're dealing with in America.
Well,
because it's coming from complexion, because they changed it. Not just do what you do. I'm talking about post that, the stuff you.
British left, though. As soon as British,
and it stayed there. It's still the stink of white supremacy.
Part of culture.
Yeah, it's part of the culture.
But here's the thing, though. That's why the people that came in '60s are the most of the people you probably encountered, the ones that.
I don't believe that the young Indians now don't know about that bullshit.
Most Indians right now are liberals. You look online, like, you know, when the Black Lives Matter, most of the Indian people are there protesting. Like, most of the Indian kids are out there. Like, you know, you don't see Indian people. Like, how many comedians do you see? Like, how many of them do you see, like, not talk about, like, you know, Black people supporting Black people? Like,
you're talking about a very special group. In Indian people, what you're talking about is the same thing. If I said, it's almost like if I said there is a white supremacist system, and you said, well, what about Oprah? If you said, what about Oprah? And I would say, just because Oprah is a billionaire has no reflection on the overall treatment of Black people as a whole in America. So when you say, oh, what about Oprah? It's the same thing what you're saying. You're saying these exceptional people are this, and so that the culture is not the same.
Okay, let me rephrase it for you. Okay, if you look at white people like the KKK, there is a group that is legally existing, that is funded, that is like that.
Yes.
They actually believe that their race is supreme.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they actually teach it to their people. That is a very prevalent thing in certain areas in America.
Yes.
It is not as prevalent in India, okay? And the way it is prevalent is among these rich castes right now, the ones that own power, the Reddys, Kamas, they're not defined the way you were talking about Brahmins and Dalits, because they would be considered as Sudras they would be considered as lower caste. But during the British time and after the British, these are the people in power. So it's not the original... Racism is not the way it is. This is literally the racism of power. People in power want to hold on to it and use their caste.
Yes, but they use
it has nothing to do with their skin color. So for them to come here and look at a black person and think they are less than them would be dumb because they do.
Yes, it is
because
dumb.
Look at me. Like my caste, I'm a Reddy, and I talk shit about them even though I'm a Reddy, and people look like me. They are still racist in the sense because they think they are the superiors. They got the money.
Here's what happens. Sometimes when, you know, we get in a cab or something, if you live in a decent part of the area, they'll be like, oh, you live here? What do you mean? Yeah. They're surprised. They wouldn't question a white person.
Because it's
they wouldn't question a white person.
You're not supposed to have it.
Right. They're like, oh, you
didn't. And I don't have it, you can't have it.
Yeah, they always do that. A lot of those.
To me, once I moved here, or like...
Like all black people can't afford anything. Fuck?
No, like, you know, it's something. It's not something I would know from it. Because when I moved to America, I really had no idea. I didn't even know black people are in America. Because I don't know anything about America.
You didn't know black people were in America?
I literally didn't, because when I moved...
You didn't know black people were in America?
I didn't. It wasn't something I was paying attention to.
Did you know who Michael Jackson was?
I knew of him.
He was in America?
He's a foreigner to me. Like, anyone that's not Indian is a foreigner. Like,
but you didn't think that there were any black people in America?
I mean, if someone asked me, are there black people, I would be like, maybe there are, but it's not...
Maybe there are in America.
Bro, I was ignorant, bro.
This is what's interesting about when
because
you...
Because I'm very ignorant about...
Yeah, but when
you frame... You have to understand.
But when you frame racism in the way as if you understand it and you don't have the experience, you're already admitting that you have a limited perspective.
I do.
And you have an opinion on race and how it rolls out. Saying this doesn't happen.
Because we are
saying it does happen.
I spend time learning about what is being taught to me in the regular media and what I want to learn. So I could see the contrast.
Are you assuming that everybody thinks that way?
But let me finish. When you talk about the guy, when you were like at an upscale place and you're like, you live there, that is something that is literally being taught in the mainstream in America. It's not something he has to bring from India. So... Like, you know, it doesn't
matter. It doesn't matter where he comes from. The fact is
and
that, when he, the
that,
fact
like
that when he comes here... It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you learn it. The point is that this is how he's acting right now.
Oh yeah, yes.
And because yeah. and right. I don't like the fact that you act like that now.
No, yeah. I don't give like a fuck too,
if
bro.
It came from the inception of your people. No, I care about how it affects me right now.
Talking about the bit.
So now you answered my question, which is like, are you talking about racism of Indian people living in America? Or are you talking about
man? We're not talking
inherited from India.
We don't live in India. We don't.
So,
give a
so
fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, but
you have.
But
people,
you gotta tell me that they don't connect with the ones in America. Please, they're not separate.
But they come that's here like, looking for opportunity, and they want
yeah,
to,
and they come they want shitting on black folks.
The rich
you're, you're acting like are, they like the like Indian people are of some other ilk. Yeah. Than human beings in
I'm
general.
I'm not saying that, bro.
Well, yeah, because you're saying that somehow they're more righteous than anybody else, that they're somehow more liberal. It's just ridiculous.
Indians are aware of the Indians
well, at
in
least
America.
I think most of, that's why I said, like, I'm not talking about the older generation, but people that I went to high school with, I went to college with, they're all liberal. They would, they're.
And what is that percentage? Barely touches the surface.
What does that mean?
And the Indian percentage in America is what, 1%? We're not that many people.
We're not really talking about being liberal. We're talking about being anti-racism. That's what we're talking about.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't care who it is.
Like, every Indian person
I knew, except for two people who I lost their friendship during the Black Lives Matter, are on my side. When I'm talking about like Black Lives Matter, they were like supporting me. They were supporting my post, except for two people. That's I know, because those people, I don't talk to them anymore.
Why? What were those two people's opinions?
Well, basically, one of them married a white girl, and he's literally reciting the white thing white people say, like, you know, it's
the,
black
the
people.
The talking points.
Yeah, the talking points.
Stereotypes or whatever.
And then he was like, you know, he was telling me that I'm a dumbass, and, you know, and eventually I'm like, yo, I got no time.
Because he has a white girlfriend.
Yeah, but
that's the extreme of the case. That's the extreme case where it's in your face. But whenever you have the extreme case, what about all the cases before that that are maybe not bold enough to say that, but still have these tropes in their head about black folks because they've been programmed that. For more, racism doesn't exist as black or white.
Yeah.
I mean, excuse the, it's a shade of gray. It's a degree
of heinous
violence, or it could be a microaggression or anything between that. So when you're saying, okay, you only got two posts that people that were willing to go fuck you, N-word, whatever the fuck it was. But that doesn't mean that the vast majority is a shade of gray of racism.
I agree with you based on
white supremacist programming.
I totally agree with you on that.
I'm surprised Vivek has an Indian wife. He's pro-Indian. And I really thought he had a white wife.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, people think I date white women because of the way I talk. And I thought, but just the way he was talking at black folk, I said, he must have a white wife. Because, you know, he's trying to adjust.
But he has an Indian wife.
He has an Indian wife, Indian kids.
But that's what
tripped me out.
That's what tripped me out too.
Like, you know, actually, like, I saw him in an interview where he had his kid sit on his lap and...
He has Indian kids, brown ones.
And while his kid was pumping up drugs, still robbing people with drugs and the pharmaceuticals, then as soon as he got an opportunity, he took an affirmative action scholarship, and then he tried to close the door on affirmative action.
Yeah.
So then he got here as a natural born citizen. He wants to take natural born citizenship away from people who are born in this country and make them take a test in order to be citizens.
Everybody should take a fucking test to be honest.
No, the fuck you shouldn't. You're born here. That's how you become.
At least, learn about like American history.
Yeah, but that's
like
your option.
Like,
if you're gonna have a free society, you can't tell people what they have to learn or what they don't have to learn.
True, yeah.
And in the process of that, you end up with some dumb motherfuckers. But that's part of the freedom. The problem is there were things that were in place for black people. He came in and attacked those things, which the racists applauded him because he was doing their bidding. And then the bottom line was, if that's where we start at square one, you're trying to fuck up black people or take things away. I don't give a fuck whether you got three Indian wives.
I see what you're
saying.
You're
a fucking dirtbag.
What is his tribe? Huh?
What's his tribe?
He speaks Tamil. I know that.
He's Tamil.
He's Tamil. Like, you know,
like Aziz Ansari.
Yeah.
He's Tamil. Yeah. Oh, so he's Muslim.
He's not Muslim. Tamils are not Muslim.
Tamils aren't Muslim.
He's a dirtbag.
I don't know what he is.
You don't know what he is.
Yeah, I don't want to take a guess without knowing.
Oh, okay.
But
Nikki Haley,
he speaks Tamil for sure. I know that.
She was Sikh, right? Sikh and Nikki Haley's parents.
Nikki Haley is Sikh. Yeah, Sikh.
Yeah, she's Sikh.
Whew, that shit is fucking speaking of.
But going back to your earlier question, like you know, when Bobby Jindal was there, like, you know, he thought he would get a huge Indian support. He never got that.
They hate
him. Nikki Haley, Indian
people. So that means that proves that you guys are more liberal and you guys aren't about that bullshit. Yeah,
even though I keep talking about, I'm not going to vote for him. I usually end up writing my own name. I've been doing that, you know, since I moved here. Like, fuck.
So that was, you know, we just want to. It was just a photo.
I voted to Obama the second term, not the first term.
You voted for Obama in the second term?
Yeah. First term, I voted for myself because I was like, I think it was McCain and Obama, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the second one, I was like, yo, he got the healthcare finally. Like, that I could actually be a gig worker and have insurance and not have to suck somebody's cock in some office.
Whoa, pause.
Whoa,
what the fuck?
You got to be in some office working
how
for someone.
How do we get from that to sucking somebody's cock?
It was a figurative speech, bro. I'm not actually going to do
that. Whoa, we know that. Pause, yo. No Diddy, man. No Diddy, son.
Yo.
Hey, speaking of Diddy, yo, show us that fucking Diddy wig, man. I sent that to you, yo. Show us the Diddy wig, man. I don't know, man.
Bro, we had the school all along behind you. That's awesome.
Yeah, man, the school, man.
Makes me smarter.
You see these stairs right here? The stairs. Those are the stairs I would go to class in. You know those stairs?
Yeah, bro.
That's the stairs I go to my gym class.
First period.
I go to first period. That's to my gym class. My gym teacher, Patel. That's
and then,
my
and
gym
then in
teacher,
the evening, Patel. He'll be working out, running up the stairs.
Yeah. Yo, did I show you the Diddy? Now, I don't know. This wasn't a good look, man. Yeah. Watch, here we go.
T-Dot, what's up, Six God? Drake, what up, baby? Yeah, we coming, baby.
Yeah, I shadow on
you. Yeah, cash. Oof. Toronto always show love, you know what I'm saying? You understand these big suites. I came in with the biggest suite. I remember I came in with the biggest suite in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Top. Everybody did a little action, you know what I'm saying? Drake was even in that mode. So,
fuck
you, didn't get lost, man. 20 years of hits, take you to the soundtrack of your life.
Yo, man. Okay. Yo.
Indian, bro.
He looks Indian. He looks Indian. Yo, what's up with that, yo?
We
what's
lost him.
Pause.
That's the end of it. Diddy's gone forever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's getting caught. I don't know if he's getting. They're gonna take him. I don't. They're not getting arrested or nothing.
They couldn't find anything.
It seems like he's like chilling now. Mm-hmm. He's like something must. He must have some ties to something.
They said they couldn't find anything.
They couldn't find shit, or maybe he paid. I don't know. But I was.
They got
like,
live witnesses, but they can't find nothing. Come on now.
Now that Gene crazy. The Deal, you know Gene the Deal.
Yeah.
That bouncer is saying everything.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's going in on Puff. He's like, hey, I remember when Puffy, you know, he have us, you know, take him to the bathhouse. You know, I was like, I ain't never been in no bathhouse because I ain't going in that motherfucker, you know. But, yo, he would go in there and there'd be a whole bunch of dudes in there. You know, I'm like, oh, shit, I turn my head, you know, but that shit look mad suspect. You know, the motherfucker was butt naked and greasy with these dudes. I was like, I'm just trying to get my check and get the fuck out. Yo, he's the Gene the Deal.
He tells everything.
He's telling everything about Puffy. He's seen everything. And that dude has a memory like a motherfucker, like bong, bong, bong. But we'll see what happens. I don't know what's going to happen. I got to show this, though. I know I got to show this, guys. This is kind of funny. Well, let's see. Speaking of wigs, all right. I sent you that wig with the girl with the disease, right? It's not. She's not horrible, but there's she has all these bumps on her face. I don't know if we can see him clearly with this video. Let's see. It's like she has a bonnet on and she watch this.
It's 3 a.m. I'm in the hospital. Shit. Because I bought a wig off of Amazon and it ended up with Maluska.
Maluska?
I bought the wig on February 29th and I wore it that same day just for a second. Just got something to do. I did like the overnight express shipping delivery option, I mean, where they deliver between 4 and 7 a.m. I put it on and wore it for a couple hours. Then I came home and I washed it and then installed it. I wore it for like a week and a half, maybe about a week. And I started breaking out with a rash, like I have an allergic reaction to it across my hairline.
Wow. Yo, Maluska. What the fuck is Maluska? Look that.
Madeline.
I know there's mollusks. A mollusk is like, you know, that's like the octopus. Swim, yeah. That's octopus squid.
It says it's a viral skin infection that results from firm, painless bumps. The condition spreads throughout contact with an infected person or a contaminated object.
Oh, you get it from an object.
Maluska. That just sounds fucked up.
Probably someone returned it and then.
Yeah, who knows? But a lot of these, listen, man, a lot of motherfuckers get these bad wigs. They don't buy expensive ones. They buy some cheap shit and it eats their fucking head up. And this shit is nasty, man. I mean, I remember I was telling my sister, like, yo, stop wearing them fucking whack ass wigs. I'd be making fun of her wig.
Probably got 5,000 reviews on Amazon. So
get better wigs. I don't know. I don't think that those wigs, I think they have chemicals in them.
Oh, yeah.
That are toxic as shit.
Made in China.
And see you women with your fucked up wigs. We watching you. We know, you know you out there, all right? That's why when I see a girl with a fucked up wig, yo, I ain't fucking with that. That's why you got to check these accounts and shit and look at they fucking accounts and go, yo, them wigs is fucked up. Yo.
But it's not my place to think, but I always think like wigs probably like we're probably better off like, I don't know, like black women probably it would be better if they don't wear
wigs. No, that's some wig, you just got to get the like right some, one. Like, you know, some wigs, like, some people don't want to do their hair. They'll have hair. Right. And they just don't feel like going through the whole process. I it's quick. They can put it on like a baseball cap.
And I'm like,
some don't look beautiful without the wig. Some look great with the wig. Some people look great with the wig.
If you're not used to it, maybe. But once you get used to them, they look fine. I don't know if it's
like, yo.
You should do one of them make them crazy makeup joints where they.
Give me the fake, the girl putting her wig together. The one, I say, you got to be careful with these wigs too, because there's some wigs that are put together. You know, these women are coming up with fake ass shit, man. And you think that, okay, you think the Steve Harvey shit was bad. Watch this shit. I think he got it, right?
Which account did you send it to me on? You showed it to me earlier on your phone, but I don't know. Did you send it over to me?
I did send it over to you. Didn't I send it over to you?
Do you know which account you sent? I'm looking through the recent. I know what video you talked about because you were showing it to me, but I can't find it here.
Damn, man. Damn. I got my shit way over, my phone way over here, man. God damn it.
You didn't send it.
Shit. Oh, fuck. Remind me to get that.
Nope. Got it right here. Don't you
okay.
worry.
Okay.
Don't
ah,
you worry.
Shit. Okay. Go ahead.
Not needed.
Watch this. Now, this is. Let's say that you're going to meet a chick. Yo, you ready yet? No, I'm not ready yet. Watch this. I'm not ready. What the fuck? Not the Bayangs. Oh, man. That is creepy. Not the Bayangs. You know that song, Not the Bayangs? Did you see that shit? She like painted that shit on, stuck that on, man.
With some baby hairs.
Baby hairs. Painted and she had like no hair, bro. Like, it is why. But I think when they wear all these bad wigs, I think that's what happens.
Yeah, for
thinning out their hair
and
shit.
Like the makeup. Shit.
The weaves. Yeah, that's shit. Oh, I don't think we sent them a makeup one.
No.
You didn't send them a makeup one. Oh, when they do these makeup, you got these women that don't look like, well, let me not even do that because, you know, I don't want, we'll do it on the next, we'll do it on next time. But right before we close this up, got to show the goddamn Kool-Aid. Watch this Kool-Aid. From the 1960s, this is when you say no that time has changed. And this is like not our folks this time. Because when I saw it, I said, is it about us? I said, oh, no. That's the one thing they never really show is the racism amongst other races. They always show ours, but they need to show the ones with the other races because they did plenty of damage over there. Here we go. Watch this one.
Yeah, this is a Kool-Aid commercial from the 1960s.
Kool-Aid, so great. Don't you try this, no fun way.
Honorable Kool-Aid, the most refreshing, much loved by whole family. Father, mother, Japanese boy, Japanese girl, a package make 2 full quarts, cost only 20 yen, just 5 cents, with lots of ice, so nice.
Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid, so great.
That thing, oh, damn. God damn, that's racist as fuck. They got the Kool-Aid is Asian faces in the Kool-Aid.
Singing Asian songs it's about like, how much they love Kool-Aid.
Man.
Crazy, yo.
That was
it's the
like,
same as like when they do like a rap song about McDonald's. No, it's like, it's well, not the same, but like.
But they always show ours. Like they'll show blackface and Coonin and Big Lips and blackface. But the Asian, they murdered Asians.
And the Arabs get, and Indians. Indians get the business.
Oh, yeah, Indians. Johnny Quest was one of the first times I saw. Oh, no. There was Jungle Book.
Yeah.
There was, you know, and they're
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes, they would have the dude with a rap on his head.
Even now, it's like.
Flying carpet. Oh, they used to do all of it. Flying carpet, snake trauma.
That's how.
And we believe that shit.
Yeah, but they don't know the difference. White people don't know the difference.
But they went in. Yeah. And they had one with Johnny Quest. We had a guy named Johnny Quest. It was a cartoon, this white kid.
And the Indian's kid name was
Haji.
That's why they call that as a slur now. Like.
Yeah, yo, hey, show opening of Johnny Quest. Can we do that? Can we show Johnny Quest?
We won't get taken down, but I might have to take it out of the final.
Why? Well, see Haji.
Calcutta. Haji joined the Quest team after saving Dr. Quest from the threat of a deadly knife-throwing assassin.
And he's
powers of hypnosis and levitation, mastery of
slaying. Damn,
magical Indian.
Look at the brown people.
And offer the perfect compliment to Johnny's hasty heroics, Race's steely nerve, and Dr. Quest's vast intelligence. Haji has easily adapted to the ways
Haji.
Of his family and their globe-trotting treks.
Yo, look, he's butt naked like in a diaper. Yo, son. Dude, he has the same thing on his head and on his ass. Look at Haji.
Magical.
And that's his best friend. You see how he's going. And Haji, with his magical powers, Haji. And that's a white narration. And watch Haji as he uses his magical Indian powers.
What was it? He charmed a snake and threw a towel. That's just
Jesus Christ.
Bad powers.
And they call him towel heads. And, and watch Haji. Haji, with his magical powers, was the brown man that they
and
got
they
on
do
the team.
Both. They'll do Muslim crossover Indian. Ooh, like they're not really sure.
That's you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and we also get it because of the religion. We don't follow the same religion. And at least for them, it's like when they, you know, when people convert, they're like, okay, they're savages, but they're still our religion. But for us, it's like they're savages and they're not our religion. So that's been their excuse to target us for a long, like even for the British people, that was their excuse. Like, but these are not like Christians.
And we this is America. They weren't even going by the goddamn religion. They just go, they wear heads, draw the fucking, because there's the cartoonist is like, hey guys, how about this character?
He just mixing it all together.
He's like this, hey, what about this one? What do we name him? Haji.
That's probably British, isn't it?
What? That shit wasn't British. That was American. Race Bannon. There's Race Bannon who looks like Mike Pence.
He looks like Mike Pence.
Race Bannon, and it's just like Haji.
And then a redhead dude.
Yeah, no, I forgot the redhead beard guy.
Dude.
Haji. The fact that they're going Haji. As you can see, Haji. If it was African, he'd be like, it's Uka Buka.
And you have a bone in his nose.
Uka Buka in his nose and his spear throwing abilities are
skirt.
Right. Uka Buka and Ching Chong. They didn't give a fuck. They, yeah. I mean, they went all out. That's the only thing that I would be like, okay, we got to cancel that. You know, cancel culture, we got to cancel that. That shit was like, all right. Are we
it's a bit much.
That's right, Haji. What are you going to say?
I was just saying, some of them, they're funny, though. They're like,
dude, they're fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
First of all of it, all the shit was funny.
It's funny because of how tone deaf it is. Yeah, like, we like a Kool-Aid. Like, it's clearly offensive.
Nobody does that.
First of all, it was like this. Hi, da-da, Kool-Aid. Hi, da-da, Kool-Aid. Da-da-da. That shit was fucking it's so mean. But so funny. Da-da-da, Kool-Aid. Da-da-da, Kool-Aid. Can you play that one more time? It was so fucked up. And the Kool-Aid bottle, the things are Asian. That's what's fucked up. They could have just...
For a second, I thought it's targeted for Japanese or something. Like
it's that. Like Japanese.
No, but it just...
It's all Asians. They don't give a fuck. But that's Japanese.
And there's no reason to do this. Like, what is the point?
Here, ready? Look.
It's catchy. I mean...
Buck teeth and glass.
Mother, Japanese boy, Japanese girl, a package make 2 full quart, cost only 20 yen, just 5 cents, with lots of ice. So nice.
I bet you any money that was a white dude doing the voiceover. I can bet you.
Of course, you think they were going to pay?
Japanese, cool it, da da da, tote. Japanese are cool. And they're good for the kid, good for a little boy, good for a father and a mother. Japanese, cool. Oh my God.
And even they had the family like just like politely nodding to each other.
Yeah, they were just happy.
About that was so wrong.
They were happy to be in a commercial.
You seen the Black Crows, right? The one.
No, of course. In Dumbo?
Yeah.
I never seen an elephant fly. Well, I done seen. I've seen an elephant fly. Paul Mooney does the funniest joke on that. He goes, you remember that goddamn Dumbo? Those were some nigger birds. Those some goddamn nigger birds. I never seen an elephant fly. He's like, those were some goddamn nigger birds. They, white folks ain't shit. They are two black crows singing songs like some goddamn samples. Those were some goddamn nigger birds. I seen elephant fly. Yo, there they are. Yo, yeah, show that shit.
Of them.
Oh my, it's a whole gang. And their eyes are bucked out. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Their eyes are bucked out. Listen,
the beak is like big lips.
Big, like, oh, Lord have mercy. Look at that elephant right there. Ooh, that's an elephant right there. Ooh, I never see one fly.
I didn't know this was racist because, like, I loved Dumbo as a kid.
Right.
I just never put, and then someone told it to me, and I was like, no. And then almost like at the end of Usual Suspects, I was like, oh, and it all just started clicking.
Yeah.
I was like, boy, I done seen a bad. I was like, oh, yeah, it's racist.
It's
oh,
racist
shit.
As
like,
fuck.
The whole time. Like,
and as Disney walks with a limp and then straightens out, it's like, oh, yeah, that shit was racist as fuck. There's a story about one of the writers in, there was a guy, an employee, an Indian man that worked at Disney back in like the 60s, and he was very dark skinned, and he was in the lobby, and Disney saw him in the lobby and went upstairs and said, who's that black man? Get that guy out of my fucking lobby. Who's that? He thought it was an Indian guy. And he's like, get him out of here. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Disney was a piece of shit.
Yeah. Worse.
Yeah. But anyway, this was fun. Thanks for coming
Thanks for coming
and explaining your bullshit, bro. We showed you the school. There's the school. Listen,
bro, when you invited me, I was literally drawing a picture of Elena the Avalar for my kid.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and my wife was yelling at me for not doing something, and then you called.
Wait to get the fuck out of there.
I was like, I'm out.
And let me see you. Those stairs. That's the stairway to heaven right there. Stairway to higher education right there. All right, guys, it's right
first
there.
Period.
That's the first period. Yo, where can they find you there? Where can they find you there?
My website, VishnuVaka.com. I put all my stuff, all my shows.
VishnuVaka. VishnuVaka. Where can they find you there? I know you, but you high and you ready to be out.
DanteNero.com. All my social media is up on that. And Instagram, the Dante Nero.
Have you seen growth in your stuff?
Yeah.
Is there growth in your stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
It's growth in everybody.
Yeah.
No, hell yeah, that's right.
Bro, I've been watching his videos. They're cool. Bro, he got his perspective. Kudos to you, bro.
Thank you, bro.
That's what's up. Working hard, doing his shit. Yeah, get that shit. Hit that shit.
After. I'm going to get in trouble.
We're done already.
You're already in trouble, man. Yo, you guys can find me on Godfrey Comic. That's my new one. Godfrey Comic, thank you guys for joining this Night Owl. It's growing, right? How many were on there? It's growing. Every time someone joins when I've been doing my lives, man.
Yeah, no.
Can I give a shout out to everyone?
Yeah.
We have a Nicer, Infinite Washington, It's Nene, Wolf Status, Ricardo Vargas.
I know these people.
Detroit Everything, yes. Black At You Production, AJ, Jace. I mean, it's the chat's going nuts. Everyone's
and let me
here.
Tell you something. When I've been walking, doing my 15,000 step walks, you know, with my dumb foot, and I'm thinking about doing the stem cell shit. Yeah. I tried the PRP, not sure if it's working that well, but I've been doing my lives on YouTube, and I did a live for about an hour and a half. I'm walking and doing the lives from YouTube. Yeah. And when I was done, it said 64,000 views.
Yeah, wow. Something about you walking just clicked the algorithm.
It's 64,000. Today,
two of
it was 35,000.
Like doubling what episodes get. Weird.
Like weird. And this is me just live on the YouTube. And I was like, are these numbers real?
It's how you always go live, just you were walking. And then
64.
Somehow
but what makes that different?
I don't know.
Guess the movement, maybe. People think you're doing it. It's close to, you know what IRL streaming, real life streaming is? Like people like walk around and talk to people.
Does that make it bigger?
So that's not what you're doing, but people might see that and think you're doing something. Or like they just want to see you walking around New York. Like, so you're doing something.
I'm doing something different, but 64. My shit went up to 800 people watching. It would go between like 6 and 8, and it would go 500, then it would go back to 800, and I was pretty consistent about 600-700 for like an hour and some change.
Yeah.
And then they're sending me super chats and all this shit, and then I ended it 64,000, 35, wow. 6, I'm like, what the fuck, is this an error? I was like, shit, this is good.
But does that pay you or?
No, well, you get the super chats.
No, even without the super chats, I don't know how they monetize it, but when you go live, you are making like a couple. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I could show you like the numbers and stuff after this.
Oh, that's awesome.
Shit, I've been.
As long as you're a YouTube partner, so as long as you're bringing people to the platform and they're watching you and staying on, then they give you money.
I've been going late night. I go when I get home. I'll try, if I'm not too tired, I'll go for like an hour to like 4:30. I've been doing it, walking around. Boom. I don't know. Maybe everything's working. And they told me, my fans have told me, yo, you got to start going on the YouTube. We've been telling you to get on the YouTube. We've been telling you. So, yeah, thanks, guys. Keep joining the YouTube live. I'll probably see you guys in another hour or so and do another hour and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know me, because that's all I know. That's the only way I know how to work right now, is to just get on and be consistent like I did in the fucking pandemic. I don't know. I lost my other account, so I'm doing it the hard way, door-to-door salesman type shit.
But it's actually good, bro. YouTube is paying better. Instagram doesn't pay nothing.
But you want all of that shit to be working for you. Because TikTok is... There's comics that are smoking it with the TikTok.
Yeah.
Jessica Kirsten's murdering it. Mm-hmm. You had Schultz. All these guys. What were you going to say? Oh, I thought you were going to say something. But yeah, so it's good to have all of them working. All engines firing. It sucks when they block you from any of them.
Because
you want to reach people. That's all you want to do. So yeah, Godfrey Comic is my account. You guys, do me this favor. Go to my GoFundMe. I got, it's in all of the descriptions, the link. You know, I am raising money, like I said, for my hour special,
and
which
are top donors up here.
Top
again,
donors.
Again, Mr. William Adams, thank you so much.
Again.
Yeah. And Eric Adams, you know what? You know what I did for him?
What?
He never had a special, right? Guess what I did? Guess what? I raised money for like 10 specials. I mean, I don't have it yet, but guess what? He set up for it. You know what I'm saying?
Peel it back.
Well, let's peel it back some more. Okay, the money that I was going to use on the special, okay, I gave it to the police force. But guess what, though?
Yeah.
That's okay, though, because, yo, it's coming. You know, once all this money we use and we're going to raise some more money, it's coming, and I'm gonna give them, yeah. So don't, get up, wake up. But anyway, so you guys go to my website, GodfreyLive.com. You can see all of my dates. This week I am in Tampa Bay, Tampa Funny Bone. Yes, April 19th to the 21st, Addison Improv. May 2nd to the 4th, Addison Improv. That's Dallas. May 9th to the 11th, Stand Up Live, Phoenix, Arizona. May 24th to the 26th, Helium Comedy Club in Portland. May 24th to the 26th, Helium Comedy Club in Portland. Also, let's see. I said that Godfrey Comic is, make sure you're following that. And then I said what? Yes, my GoFundMe is in the bio of the Godfrey Podcast, all right? And you guys keep following me on this live, all right? And make sure you leave your emails. Very important, because I'm building my database and all that other good stuff. This has been awesome. It's always good when you guys hang out. You know what, man? It's all about hanging out with us. You know what I'm saying? I don't make this shit guest dependent. My thing is the guests are our treat, but as long as we hanging out and we talking that shit, that's what counts. But I appreciate your support. Keep up the good work, everybody. Let's go. We out this bitch.
Peace.
I say you with the guard free. Now you with the guard. I say you with the guard free. He ain't playing around with none of these lanes, but I guarantee you'll be entertained and watch him drop some knowledge on your brain.